The 774 station reporters at Moorabbin Oval right now. Where St Kilda's about to start training for the last time in front of spectators. That's a fairly early last training session in front of spectators. They're obviously doing a closed session later in the week. And she's with a St Kilda fan, I think, with a difference, who's desperate for tickets. Not different in that respect, I suspect. Rochelle.
Waleed, well, there's one or two fans here, Waleed, that's for sure. Last year, the same time last year, 15,000 Mad Sainters arrived down here to see the boys train. This morning, we didn't have as much notice, but we are expecting at least 10,000 people to arrive down here. So we've already got massive whiteboards up where fans are writing up their last minute, let's hope, nice notes and not nasty little notes to the boys. On top of that, the barbie's fine up. We're just standing here. It's killing us not be able to go near the snags and the onions. Before I get to Jesse, who's travelled some way to be here. Gail, the game hasn't even started and you started to cry, honey.
I know, I just found out I've got my grand final tickets. I'm happy.
And that brought you to tears.
Yeah, it did. I've been very excited. Very nervous about waiting to see whether I've got a ticket or not. But finally, yes, I've got one.
What's she like at the games, ladies? Does she just completely lose it?
She's fantastic at the games.
She's fanatical.
Yeah, love it.
Absolutely.
Go Saints.
Speaking of fanatics, now, Jesse, you've travelled some way to get here today. Pray tell, where have you come from?
I've come from a really small town in the south of Norway.
You kind of blame them.
Norway, my goodness. All right, so what made you jump on the plane and get here today?
I had decided last year after the grand final, I said, that's it, I can't do it. I can't sit in Norway and experience this, I have to fly home. So I said to my husband, if they get in, I'm going. So I've saved all year. I'm pretty notorious for shopping online. So I've curbed all that and I've saved everything. I've had only a week off through work and I've saved everything up.
Do you have a ticket? Do you have a ticket for the big day?
I do not have a ticket.
Ouch. I've got a feeling that Gail over here, who's still crying by the way, isn't going to help you out with the ticket.
I offered her $1,000 but she said no.
Well, Marika and Waleed, I'm not sure, you know, whether or not maybe if people for some reason have a ticket and they want to sell it or give it away in complete generosity to Jesse, who's come from Norway, maybe they can contact the studio. I mean, how much of a diehard fan are you, Jesse? I mean, how much do you really want this ticket?
Well, put it this way, I've already paid $2,000 in airfares, 120,000 in fly bias points, 30 hours on a plane, and I had surgery 2 weeks ago.
All right, fair enough. And do you have any kind of lucky bits and pieces that you brought with you that are going to help the boys?
Yes, I have a pair of Hello Kitty socks that are in the St Kilda colours. The couple of weeks that they were losing, I had lost one of the socks.
So we can blame you?
Yes, you can, all officially. Right. But they're washed, they're together, and they're in my luggage.
So that's it. It's in the bag, ladies. We've won it. The kitty socks are together. Oh, Marika and Waleed, I know lots of people have different little sort of techniques and bits and pieces. I remember last year speaking to a heap of Geelong supporters, and this guy was so fanatical, this supporter, about how he put his socks on in a certain way, he had to put his jeans on in a certain way, he had to stand in a certain direction. You know, I mean, the light probably had to be shining through the trees in a particular hue in order for him to... but they got over, so... Whatever we can do, ladies, we should do, hey? All right, go Saints!
Go Saints!
Go Saints! Go Saints!